This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This Saturday is Mountain State Maple Day in West Virginia. Sugar shacks and maple operations around the state will open their doors to the public. Maple syrup has had a long tradition in the high mountain regions of our state, and the industry is growing. As part of our ongoing series called Appetite Appalachia this morning, we'll hear two stories about maple syrup farmers in the Mountain State. It's part of a new collaboration between West Virginia Public Broadcasting and the West Virginia Department of Agriculture. In this first story, Chris Williams introduces us to a producer who's been making maple syrup for nearly 30 years.
Brandon Daniels is a busy man. He works two jobs and is also responsible for 2,300 maple taps.
It's extremely hard work. You can't choose when the sap runs. You can choose when you cut your hay, but you can't choose when the sap runs.
Brandon has been making maple syrup in Greenbrier County for 28 years and makes around 600 to 800 gallons every year. But when he first started, he wasn't as successful.
Maybe a couple gallon with what we did in scorch and ruin.
He says technology has played a huge part in how he and other syrup producers in West Virginia make their product.
Reverse osmosis makes a huge difference. We can take out about 85 to 90% of water before we boil it without affecting any of the flavor at all.
After the water is taken out, the remaining sap is boiled down and turned into the brown liquid called maple syrup, which is quite different from the syrup you buy in the store.
They're getting corn syrup, so it's just fructose, and it will run your blood sugar up very fast. Your body processes it very fast. It's not really, you know, anything as far as any natural minerals or anything in it.
Another advance in technology is tubing. Back in the day, maple syrup producers would hang buckets underneath the spouts. They would wait for the buckets to fill up and then carry them down to their sugar shack. The tubing connects all the trees and uses gravity to bring the sap into one big tank. The new technology and the vast amount of maple trees are causing a resurgence of maple syrup producers in the Mountain State.
You know, it's the first agriculture crop of the year.
And making the product is no easy task. To make 1 gallon of maple syrup takes anywhere between 50 to 75 gallons of sap. With more than 2,000 taps, Brandon's maple syrup production is one of the largest in West Virginia. Neither he nor anyone else in West Virginia is getting rich by making syrup.
If you had probably in the neighborhood of 10,000 taps and, you know, and you didn't have, you know, you tried to, you did most of it yourself without hiring out a lot of help, you could probably make a living doing it.
The maple season lasts just 2.5 months at best. It all depends on the weather.
We like to have the freezing nights and the thawing days.
When the temperature drops below freezing, the maple trees pull the sap out of the roots. And when the temperature warms back up, the sap starts running through the tubing lines.
I mean, ideally, if you can get it down to the 20s, you know, low to mid-20s at night and the 40s during the day, that's ideal.
But with technology, Brandon says maple syrup production is growing in West Virginia. According to the State Department of Agriculture's most recent maple survey, there are more than 61,000 maple trees tapped in the Mountain State.
Many years ago, there was a lot of people in West Virginia that did it. They would do it most of them just made enough for themselves. You know, it was it's kind of a substance. It was their sweetener and stuff, and so a lot of people made it. And it's kind of went by the wayside, but we have seen a resurgence.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Williams in Greenbrier County, West Virginia.